This is Sharm and Perek Yotes. And we're speaking about Ben Adam Lachaver. V'hinei gemirut chasadim hi'ika gadol lechasid, ki chasidus atzmo nigzar mechesed. Chesed is where we spoke about going beyond the boundary of the laws. A tzaddik is someone who learns halacha, does exactly what the halacha says, and he's devoted and loyal to the will of Hashem like an eved. A chosid is someone who knows what the boundaries are, but he's going beyond the letter of the law because he loves Hashem and he wants to do more for the sake of Hashem. So the natural expression of that is to do acts for other people which are going beyond what's expected for you to do to other people. And the way that you relate to other people is the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will relate to you. You're acting to other people with acts of chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will relate to you with chesed as well. That's what it says in Pirkei Avos, one of the three pillars of the world, the Gemirut Chesedim. It's also one of the things which a person both in this world and in the next world eats. Ochel perotayim ba'olam hazeh v'karen kamet lo'olam haba. And it makes sense because, as we just said, it's something which goes beyond boundaries. You're doing more than for someone else. So also here, it goes beyond boundaries, this world and the next world. Chazal also say, Darash Rabbi Simlai, Torah, the Torah, tchilata gemilot chasadim, v'sofa gemilot chasadim. The Torah begins with acts of chesed and ends with chesed. How does the Torah begin? It speaks about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu closed Adam and Chav. How does the Torah end? It speaks about how Adam, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu buried Moshe Rabbeinu. So from the beginning until the end, almost from birth until death, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was constantly doing things beyond what was, you know, called for, in order to go out of his way, kivyachol, and do for the sake of Am Yisrael, so the Jewish people, well, Adam Arishon, and then Moshe Rabbeinu. If we're supposed to be emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the way we do that is by going on the Amish. Rava said, Kol mi sheyesh bo shalosh midot halalu, yavdu ashu mizarosh Avram Avinu. Rachaman bayashan ugomel chasadim. So again, so Avram Avinu was someone who his midah was the midah of chesed. He went beyond, he wasn't expected. He could have just been devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by himself independently. He didn't need to do, go out and do makirov and other people. But he cared about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He loved HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much that he wasn't able to remain within his own boundaries. He said, if I love Hashem, then it's not going to remain by me. I'm going to go and show other people how precious HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and he's going to encourage them as well. So if you wish to be a descendant of Avraham Avinu, then one of the three ways that are expressed by that is by doing acts of chesed. Chesed could be physical, it could be spiritual. Avraham Avinu did both. He catered for people physically by providing food for them when they were on the way, and he catered for them spiritually by teaching them about the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He cared about their body and about their soul. Chazal also say in Masechet Sukkah, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Gadol HaGemirut Chasadim Yoter Min HaTzedakah, Shenemar Ziru Lechem Letzedakah VeKitzru Lefi Chasid. Right? There are three ways that chesed is greater than tzedakah, because chesed is only one's money. Someone who has money, it's not easy to give away money, but someone who has money, it doesn't take effort. If he has the money, he just does a bank transfer. Nowadays it's even easier, he just does it. He presses a button on his phone and it goes. He doesn't even feel it. It's like free. Like, he doesn't do anything. There's no effort you put in. However, gemirut chasadim is begufo. He has to put in effort. He has to sweat. He has to work. He has to move. That's much harder for a person. It's involving himself more. His money is not his self to the same degree as his self is himself. So it's harder. So it's more of him putting in. Tzedakah is only for aniyim. So that's regarding you. Now regarding who you're doing it for. So tzedakah is only for aniyim, people who need tzedakah. Gemirut chasadim is the aniyim and ashirim. If someone is very rich, but the bag is heavy for them, and you come and you help them carry their bags, then you did an act of chesed for someone because they couldn't pick them up. It was too heavy for them. They don't need money. They don't need financial. But you did an act of chesed for them. You're going out of your way. Sometimes the person then offers to pay you. You don't want the payment. I don't want to be your worker. I was doing an act of chesed. I was doing some kindness. If I accept money, then it's cheapened it. It's made it more valuable, but it's cheapened it because I wanted the value not to be in how much money they're giving me. I want the value to be in the fact that I did a good deed. And tzedakah is for chayim. A person can give tzedakah only to those who are alive. But gemilut chasadim, someone can do whether a person is alive or whether a person is mate, by accompanying a person who's died or by learning Torah for someone who has passed away. Then those acts are acts of chesed that a person can do even beyond this world. Chazal also say in Masechet Shabbos, V'natan lecha rachamim v'richamecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you rachamim in order for you to use to have rachamim on other people. V'natan lecha rachamim. Could be that Hashem has mercy on you, and then you should have mercy on others. Or it could be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you mercy. He's given you the trait of mercy. He's given you the ability to feel rachamim towards other people. And therefore you must use it to pass it on. Kol ha-merachem al ha-briyos, merachamim alav min ha-shamam. That's the way the act of chesed works. HaKadosh Baruch Hu works midah k'neged midah. that when you are pumping the muscle of rachamim in this world, then there's a flow that goes through. It's a little bit like if you have a hot water in your house, you turn on the tap, so hot water comes out, but then new water comes in order to fill the or any hot or cold water. Right? New water comes in through the pipes into your dud, into your boiler system. Why? Because it has to be full at all times. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu also replenishes us. That we do acts of chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will replenish us. A person who has that mindset, he never feels that he's losing by helping other people. He never feels that he's losing by giving tzedakah. Because he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to me for me to give unto others. I'm not going to lose as a result of doing that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will replenish me as long as I have to be sensible about it. I have to make sure that this is a real need and only invest what is a real need, of course. But not just be like arbitrary in giving. But if you have rachamim on other people, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have rachamim on you. Mi shemerachem v'otze chesed in briotav, gam hu bedino yurachamuhu v'yimachaluhu lo avanotav v'chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also. Now this sounds selfish in some way. Sha'are mechi leze bedino. It sounds selfish in some way, but people who do it don't do it for this reason. Meaning it's saying here that if you act with mercy towards other people, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts with mercy towards you as well. So someone could say, I don't really care about other people, but I want to have mercy towards me, so I have mercy. But you don't find people doing that. You don't find people doing that. You find that people who do chesed, they do chesed because they care. They don't do it because I don't really care about the person, but if it's going to help that I'm going to get back goodness from Hashem, they don't do it for that reason. So why is it telling it to us? Is it trying to encourage us to do it lo lishma? Is it trying to say to us, don't worry, do acts of chesed towards other people and it'll be good for you in the end? Maybe it's saying that. Maybe it's trying to lo lishma, ba lishma. Maybe that's the reason. Maybe it's not doing that. Maybe it's not. Maybe really the ideal is that you do it l'shem shemai. But in order for you to appreciate the greatness of what you're doing, if you might think that I'm going to get worn out eventually, or maybe it's the wrong thing that I'm doing, because there's a promise from HaKadosh Baruch that the chesed will continue. You will be re-empowered. You will have more strength. If you're giving stock away to other people, don't worry, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will replenish you. If you're doing acts of chesed towards other people, don't think that it's the expense of you. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu will ensure that you have all you need. Meaning, it's not that someone's doing it for the sake of getting benefit to them. But if someone has a hesitation that he'll get worn out or it won't be successful in doing it, then there's a kind of a guarantee from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that by you acting towards others with chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come towards you. And this mechila that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you is din. Kevin shehi midah keneged midah. And that's what they say around Yom Nerayim, that you should, Yom Nerayim is a time of din. On the Rosh Hashanah is the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes out the scales, kivyochol, and he's weighing up every individual, who they are and what they are. So your goal is to help Hashem move from the kisei of din to the kisei of rachamim. Allah Elokim betrua, Hashem bechol shofar. We want the name Elohim, which is the Midas HaDin, to be removed, and we want the name of Hashem through the blowing of the shofar. So the Mefarshim would say, how do you ask Hashem on the day of Din not to act with Din? Like that's the trait that he's relating to the world with on that day. How can you ask him not to be a king of Din? So the only way you can do that, said the Ramchal, is if you ask him through Din to have Rachamim. Through Din to have Rachamim? How does that work? What do you mean? Din is Din. He has to act with you with the laws. How can you ask him to have mercy on you through the laws? No, but there's one law, which is midah keneged midah. That Hashem will relate to you the way you relate to other people. So you can turn to Hashem and you can say, Hashem, I want you to relate to me with din. And the same way as I was always kind and doing mercy with other people, then that the cycle comes around. And through din, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will relate to you in the same way. So hu ma shamru lemino se'avon lemi sha'over al pesha. מי שאינו רוצה להעביר מידותיו, או אינו רוצה לגמור חסד, הנה הדין נותן שגם אמו לא יעשו אלא שעות הדין. If you're always very exact upon people, in a negative way, you gave me this money and you didn't give it back to me, I gave you this money, you didn't give it back to me, I gave you this amount and you didn't give me proper change, and a person starts being all mugged around other people. No, you say you're sorry, no, this is, you broke this, I'm going to have it evaluated and you're going to have to pay me the right amount. And a person's very mugged on his own honor or his own finances. And that person, it's fine. A person's allowed to do that. That's according to halacha. But then, midah keneged midah, when they get to Shemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will relate to them in the same way. So you really determine the judgment that's going to be in the future. There's not a standard court case of and a protocol of how things happen. It's totally according to who you are. The way that you relate to other people, that's the way the Beis Din Shemayim will relate to you. And therefore, it's worth your while in this world to always be kind and generous to other people. To always act with acts of chesed with other people and to be mochel people and all they do. Because that becomes your whole world. I remember once I was in a, I've told this story before, many years ago, my grandparents were in Netanya. And I took a train from Yavne to Netanya to visit them. And I got out of the train on the other end, and they lived at a totally different side of Netanya, so I got in a taxi. Maybe it was the way back, when I was visiting my grandparents, and they just given me some money to pay for the journey back. And I was separating Maaser from, and I wanted to do it immediately. I didn't want to forget later on. So I took 10% of the money, or an amount of the money, that they'd given me to give Maaser. And I asked him, I've sometimes seen this, sometimes in taxis, they had like a little charity box in the front, which was a nice idea. Like, people come in the taxi anyway, they're giving change, so why not? Nowadays, people often pay on their phone, but those days, everyone paid with cash. So it was nice. It's a good idea. If a taxi driver has mezakeh people, that he has a little kupat staka, a little charity box of it. So I was working out to give charity, and I said to him, do you have a charity box in here? And he like looked at me like I was crazy, and he said, like, why would people give charity? And I said, oh, I want to do kindness. Like, my family give me money, I want to give it unto other people. So he said to me, and I never forget this phrase, he said to me, that's not the world I live in. That was his phrase. Ze lo ha'olam shani chayvo. That's not the world that I live in. And I said, what do you mean? Like, what are you saying? So he says, the world I live in, whatever you can do to get money, that's what's important. The mindset isn't about giving money. The mindset is about getting money. That's the whole world. It didn't occur to... So I felt pity. Honestly, I felt pity. A person's whole world is about my getting. So he's going to always feel that, did he get, didn't he get? Other people go, I didn't get. It's going to be a world where it's dog-eat-dog. Like, everyone is like trying to get their own things, and everyone's out to get everyone else, and it's not a pleasant world to live in. But if you're in a world of like everyone's generous towards other people and everyone's kind towards other people, then imagine if you have, just to make a very like a totally separate example, you have someone who's got a shop and he's got an employee in the shop, someone who works in the shop. So there's two ways that the mindset can be. The mindset could either be that what's the minimum that I can pay him to get the job done, that he'll do it minimally, just to get the job done. That's the one mindset. And then what will the mindset of the employee be? What's the minimum that I can do to do the job that I won't get fired? And then if with the boss and with the employee, with these mindsets, it's a very like uncomfortable and awkward dynamic. He doesn't want him there. If I could get this done for free, I'd rather find something to do for free. And he's the guy that doesn't really want to work there. What's the minimum that I can need to do? And it's all negative. Back and forth is negative. Neither are very happy with the dynamic. But if it would be that, let's say for example, that the boss says, what can I do to help you? What can I do to make your conditions better? I want to give you extra. I want to make it beneficial for you. And the employee's mindset will be, how can I like help my boss? He's so kind to me. He's always caring for me. I'll work extra hours. I'll take on extra shift. I'll make things look even nicer on the shelf just to make it look nice. Something's filled. I'll go clean it up. It could be at the end of the day, monetarily wise, it works out the same. Because if he's not doing his job properly, you might have to employ someone else. Or you might have to give him a raise to make him do it. But the whole atmosphere is one of like, I'm doing you and you're doing for me. And everyone's pleasant and it's very enjoyable. And the business, from a business perspective, it's going to work better. Just now, I just learned, just now, with Beit Shammai. Right? What if in Perek Beit Shammai, the Gemara said, the fourth answer, the beginning of the first Amud in Perek Beit Shammai, that was, but the third answer, Achol Peri, that he said it's encouraged to give the person's more likely to invest. He's more likely to invest in the property of the third answer. He's more likely to invest in the payros. Why is he more likely to invest? Because then he's hoping that then the family will say a good answer. They'll care about her. They'll stay married to him, and she won't do miyun. When there's a good dynamic of I'm willing to invest well into your payri, and then she says, "Well, I want to stay married to you." Everything, the whole dynamic works nice. The boss and the employee both feel like this is a pleasant environment to be in. The taxi driver is able to feel, I'm happy to take people. And Rav Dessler writes that in his book, that a bus driver, he writes, could be doing a selfish act all day, or he could be doing chesed all day. Depends on his mindset. If his mindset is, I want to help people get from place to place, or a shopkeeper, I want to help provide for people, but I can't do it for free because I have to support my family as well. So I'll take money for doing it. I'll get a salary for driving a bus. Or I'll take money for the product. If I could, I would do it for free. If I could provide for people every day, if that could be my lot in this world, the people who come in who need food and I could just provide, I would do it. I can't do it because I need some money for myself. So I'll take money. But Be'etzem, his whole mindset is, I want to do chesed. I want to give people rides. I want to do chesed. I want to provide food for people. He's in a world of giving, a world of chesed, even though technically he's taking money for it. But it doesn't matter. That's not the reason why he's taking it. Or a person could be the mind that says, I only care about money. How can I find money? I'll drive a bus. I don't care about the people who come on the bus. I'll run a store. I don't care the people who buy, but I just need the money. The act could be the same act. But the mindset could be full giving, a full act of giving. And I'm sure you've all had teachers who are in both categories. There are some teachers who don't really want to teach, but they need a job, so they take a job teaching. There are some people who are passionate about what they teach. The subject matter, they love the subject matter. They want to be discussing their subject matter the whole time. What can they do? They need a parnasa as well, so they'll take money for doing it, but they're inherently involved in what they do. It's not a job, it's a passion. It's a calling for them. So they're doing an act of chesed, of giving over the subject they love. They also take money because they need to finance their family. But you see the difference in those two worlds? Kadosh Baruch Hu created us in a world where the goal is supposed to be that it's a whole cycle of chesed. You're doing for others. Others are doing for you. You're doing for Hashem. Hashem is doing for you. The entire dynamic is only one of a calling. It's only one of how can I help other people. Yes, it's true that you take money for certain things, but you're not doing it for that reason. Many rebbeim wouldn't be rebbeim if it was for the financial reason. But there's a calling. There's a calling. You're building neshamas. You're creating the future, the spiritual future of people. Financially, it's not such a great job. But there's a calling. So it's worth doing. So you're doing an act of chesed. Even the rebbeim take some money. They need to. They have to pay for their children's food. You have to. But the reason they're doing it, the reason they're involved in the job is for the calling. For the act of chesed, to do goodness to other people. So Kodesh Baruch Hu works in the same way as we. If we're working in a way where it's a calling, we're doing it to help other people, we're looking for the way of benefiting others, and that's what we're here for. Yes, I'm running a store, but I'm doing it to provide. Yes, I'm driving a bus, but I'm doing it to help people go from place to place. Everything is just the calling of how can I do good to other people. Kodesh Baruch Hu will relate to us in the same way. So Re'ata, Mihu Zeh Ve'ezehu, Shiyuchal La'amodim HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Osei Moshe Adin. If you're saying, I'm doing it for this, this is what I, Zeh Magia Li. I heard a thing that I didn't agree with yesterday, but I didn't speak up because it wasn't my place. I heard someone who was tutoring a boy, and the boy learned, and the tutor said, Magia Lacha, and he gave him candy. It's a terrible phrase, Magia Lacha. You know what the boy repeated back? He said, Ken, Magia Li. I deserve it. Deserve is a wrong mindset. That mindset of, like, I deserve it, din. Like, I paid you by learning the Mishnah, now pay me. Where's the chocolate? Instead of Torah learning being a learning of it's sweet, where you give the chocolate alongside the learning because you did a sweet thing, here's a sweet thing. Instead it became, you paid your taxes, I'll pay my taxes. And that's Midas Adin. And if we're trying to relate to Kadosh Baruch Hu Midas Adin, who's going to stand? David HaMelech Davan, then he said, Al tavob mishpat el avdecha. If we're going to relate with us with din, we're not going to survive. But if you relate to those with chesed, if you're relating, how can I benefit others? What good can I do for others? That's your whole mindset. On active chassidus. Ben adam l'chaveru. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu relates to you in the same way. Once I heard a very sweet story. It was about someone Jewish, but not religious. But doesn't matter. He was a chassid in this respect. So he had a chemist in America. He had a chemist and a pharmaceutical shop, and he would sell medicines and things. And many people would come, and they couldn't always pay. So he would say, "Pay when you can." And eventually, he retired, and someone was buying out his chemist. And the person who was selling, the original owner, was showing him everything where it is and how it works. And then he says, "And here's the book." He says, what's this book? He says, it's people who owe money. I says, oh, good. How much is it worth? Is it worth thousands and thousands of dollars, probably tens of thousands of dollars. He says, oh, fantastic. So it has all the names in it? He says, yes. And then the owner took the book and threw it in the garbage. He says, what are you doing? It's worth thousands of dollars. He says, it's worth much more than that. He threw it away. He never had in mind for the people to pay back. He said, to give them honor, he said, pay back when you can. Like, so the people wouldn't feel that, like, taking charity. But he never had in mind to do that. He was running the pharmaceutical store, but he was doing that. Anyone who could pay, paid. Anyone who didn't pay. Isn't that what Abba Umna did as well? And the Gemara says, Abba Umna did that as well. If he was a doctor, he was bloodless. And people who would come, he had a box at the beginning, but he would say, pay as you come in. If you can pay, good. If not, don't worry. When people came in, he didn't know who paid or didn't pay. He had no idea. He treated everyone equally. Some people would pay, some people wouldn't pay. People could pay, they would pay. If they couldn't, they couldn't. But he was doing chesed. He had to finance his family, so people who could pay would pay. And then that's how he got his money, to support his family. But he was doing act of chesed. He was doing medicine to help people. There was a holy Jew who once lived in Hebron. And he was a doctor who used to come to people's homes and treat them at home. Which, in some countries that's normal, but in Israel it's not so normal. In Israel, normally there's a kupa, and you go to the kupa. This was a doctor who used to make house calls. And when he would make house calls, people would pay him. And sometimes they wouldn't pay him. And sometimes he would leave money. Each family according to the family's need. Like, it was a known thing. Like, he didn't ask for money. But if people paid him, they paid him. If they couldn't pay, they didn't pay him. And when he saw there was a need, then he would leave money. I'm sure he did it in a respectful way, in an honorable way. But like, he was coming to do acts of chesed. He was coming to help people. He wasn't coming to take money for the sake of taking money. He wasn't doing a job as a job. He had a calling. If you relate to people in that way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will relate to you as well. If you relate to people with din, magiali, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will also relate to you with magiali, and it's not worth it. Afiru l'sonav haya meshadar l'heitiv. And David HaMelech, even with people who hated him, he would do good to them where he could. He also took retribution from people who misbehaved. Not in his lifetime, but he called for that after his lifetime. But that's not a spirit. You can still do chesed with people who are having a hard time, giving you a hard time. But then Mashamar, ani bechalotam levushi sak. When I see that they're sick, I also put on sackcloth. Inati betzom nafshi. If I see a Jew is suffering, even if the Jew caused me harm, im gamolti shlomira, uvechal inyan zeh shalolet zair shumbria. An extension of this matter, or another point in this matter, is to go out of your way not to cause any harm to any person, afilu ba lechaim, and even to animals. Whatever it means that you can do to help the life of animals, those are the creations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are halachas about this, of Tzar Balei Chaim. And a chassid goes beyond the halacha. And he'll go and treat and relate to animals in a way. Says in Mishlei that he knows the nefesh of his behemah. He knows what his behemah likes, what his behemah doesn't like, what's going to be good for them, what's not going to be good for them. And he'll set out the environment for them in a way which will be comfortable for them to help them out. Kvar yesh sovrim, tzar balei chaim doraita, al kol panim derabanan, and he goes beyond the letter of the law. The kralo shel davar, harachamanut vahatava tzarich shtiyeh tekua balev chassid leolam. There's a difference between doing an act of chesed and being a chassid. Doing an act of chesed is where it's not natural to you. It's not that you inherently feel it. It's not that that's who you are by nature of who you are. Rather, it's you heard that's a good thing to do, so you do it. There's a gemach on Wednesday. Inherently, you wouldn't go. But they need help. Can you come help? Sure, I'll come help. So you're doing an act of chesed. It doesn't make you a chesed. It's not inherent for you. It's not a calling for you. But if there's a need, I'm happy to help out. So that's an act of chesed. A chesed is someone who, it's inherently who they are. They're looking for opportunities. They're not only looking for opportunities, but they feel lacking if they're not doing it, because it's inherently who they are. There are some people who know how to play piano. There are some people who, if they don't play piano, they feel like something's missing. They don't feel happy. They don't feel fulfilled. So some people can play music, and some people are musicians. Inherently, that's who they are. Some people know how to paint, and some people, if they don't paint, they don't have chiyus. It's inherently who they are. Someone who does an act of chesed is someone who's a tzaddik. If there's a need, he'll help out. Someone who's a chesed is someone who is benafshe. It's inherently who he is. Takua beleva chassid leolam. It's entrenched in his heart inherently. It's not just that he can do it when there's a need, but it's inherently who he is. It's inherently part of who he is. It's his makeup. That's how he feels. To only do good to other people, and he's looking for opportunities like that, and to ensure he's also careful. Not only, some people just do chesed, but they also trample on other people when they're doing chesed. I want to do so much chesed that even if you don't want the chesed, I'll help you across the road against your will. They're so involved in doing chesed, they're not sensitive to other people. But the chesed, who's a real chesed, he's not only a chesed, but also sensitive to others. To make sure that he's doing chesed, but in a way that doesn't cause tzar to other people. He won't embarrass them in the way that he's doing it. That's the chesed inherently. That's the end of section one. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll do section two. Yisar koach.